Well, hello and welcome to our Lamplighter. If you were with us yesterday, we were with Mary Truitt as she was helping us to see a new project coming to Vandalia, Fayette County, as they're going to be painting a mural with the wall dogs. Mary, this is, you got us on the edge of the seat. You had us in a historical point. I know you, apparently you found a wall that where they will enshrine historically some events that went on in our area. Tell us where this is again and what they're going to be painting on that wall.
Hi there. Yes, I will. So anyway, we decided on transportation as our theme and our slogan, because in the early days, our class rings had a V on them, no stones, a V in the middle, and underneath that V, it said Nations Crossroads. And so our theme is Nations Crossroads.
Yeah.
And so we are going to have the old depot in the middle of this mural. And there are seven people standing on the platform of that depot. And on one side of the depot is an engine from the Illinois Central Railroad.
Okay.
And on the other side is the Pennsylvania, because those are the last two that actually crossed in Vandalia, that had people and cared and so forth. So now these seven people on the platform are important because we now have a raffle going to raffle off the face space.
Oh, who's going to be painted in?
That's right. Exactly. Now, this is not just a Vandalia project at this point. This is a county project. And Jim Brewer is working with us in Ramsey.
Yes, good man.
Yes. And so if you need a ticket, he's got them.
So a person can have theirs or another face painted on this mural?
Yes.
You buy the ticket, they draw, and the winners choose the face.
Yes.
Huh.
We will have seven people on that platform. We will have two men, two women, two children, and then...
a dog.
No, not a dog. We had to give up the dog because the man in charge of painting the mural said, if there's a dog, it's my dog. And we said, no, your dog is from Mount Pulaski.
Well, you know, this, and when is the painting going to take place?
The painting will take place on the 21st of June. And that's when these seven people have to be there so the artists can get a good look at them. Because they don't want a picture, they want a face.
Uh-huh.
So, and these faces will probably be there for 30 years.
Or more.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that amazing?
And
how can people get a hold of this lottery that you're running for this?
Okay, well, I've got them. We've got them at the Tour Center in Vandalia. We have them at the National Road Interpretive Center, which is between the City Hall and the railroad tracks on 5th Street.
That's the old First Bank, now City Hall, and
yes,
that building that stands by itself between there and the railroads.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then most weekends we'll be selling out at County Market.
Okay.
And Jim's got them.
Jim Brewer.
Yes, and he's going to put them in, I think, a beauty shop here in Ramsey.
Probably here on the main street.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give us one phone number someone wants to call, yours or someone else's. What's a good number to call if someone wants to find out?
I do pay attention to mine, and I listen to my answering machine. It's hard to find me sometimes, but leave a message.
What's your number,
it's
Mary?
It's 283-
Yes.
1534.
All right, 283-1534. You are our favorite face. If you can be placed on this mural that would be painted June the 21st.
Yes, yes.
And it will enshrine the history of how the national roads and railroads came together through Vandalia.
Yes.
And became a central part of what's going on historically, or what was going on in our area. You know, as I stop and think, Vandalia is home of one national event, which you've talked about, and that is that Vandalia was where the National Road came through.
Yes.
When Thomas Jefferson started that as a president and had funds set aside, this was a major, major undertaking, similar to when John F. Kennedy said, we're going to go to the moon in 10 years. When Jefferson said, we're going to go to the Mississippi in so many years, it was pretty much the same idea.
Yes.
And that's why the arch is in St. Louis.
Exactly.
We were if you wanted to go to Texas, New Mexico, California, Oregon, Dakotas, almost always you would come down and catch the National Road.
Well, and truthfully, they did come on the National Road and went to St. Louis. I mean, even when the National Road stopped in Vandalia, the people kept going.
They kept going through the woods.
That's right, and they just kept going. Well, the local towns were building pieces of roads.
Yes.
So they didn't have all the woods to go through. But they were also coming up the Mississippi. Now, the east side of Illinois was people arrived up the Mississippi. I mean, from Greenville West, they didn't come on the National Road. They came up the Mississippi, and then they came east to get to Greenville.
Hmm.
But to get to Vandalia, you came on the National Road from the east.
Yes, so it was a major thoroughfare. It was the interstate of interstates.
Absolutely, the very first interstate, because it went through six states.
It was amazing.
Yes.
And so I was mentioning here, if I can follow through. So this is a historical point that people, it's just been laid to the side for centuries. People don't think about Vandalia being a key point. And of course, another major, major event that doesn't need to be said, but it isn't even national, it's actually worldwide. The history of the fact that Abraham Lincoln started his political career in this community.
Yes.
In this area where he gave his House Divided speech, where he would become not one of the best presidents of the United States, but one of the most well-known leaders of world history.
Totally well-known, because we pull people off of the interstate because the sign says Lincoln site.
When I went to the museum in Springfield, what a beautiful museum that is. They have enshrined there. Of all the people in the world, aside from Jesus Christ, the most written about person in the world is Abraham Lincoln. And he started his political career in this county.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten used to that. We just let it go. Like, Lincoln, okay, let's go get groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's not something you think about all the time, but we have the center of an amazing piece of history. So,
yes.
Mary Truitt, you're involved with getting the mural built, or part of the mural built with the committee that's involved. We're going to see that come to place on June the 21st.
Yes.
Will there be a public viewing while they're painting there?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So people watch for that. I'm sure there'll be things out there in the media to let folks know when that's taking place.
So just plan on coming down, folks.
Now, you're also we got a few more minutes. We're going to have you come back and talk some more about our history here in Fayette County, Ramsey and Vandalia and so on. Now, you're with the museum, the Fayette County Museum.
I'm with the Fayette County Museum.
Just north of the state capitol.
Yes.
What's going on in the Fayette County Museum? Anything new?
Well, yes. Well, we always seem to be doing something. That is the old Presbyterian Church, and it was built in 1867. Yes, historically by itself. The main floor of the museum, which was the Sunday school floor of the museum, not a basement, but the Sunday school floor. And it had two stairways that met and then went through one door to get up into the vestibule. We have removed the two stairways and put in one in the middle, making it a little easier for people to figure out where they're going and how to get there, and gave us a little bit more space in the museum proper.
Uh-huh.
We've got a number of Ramsey things there, and that's wonderful. We really appreciate that, because it is a county museum.
People are looking for something to do but can't get way out. That would be a wonderful place to go. What are your hours?
Our hours are Monday. We're not open Monday afternoon, but Monday morning, 9:30 to 1:30. And Tuesday through Saturday, 9:30 to 4.
Pretty much all day, Tuesday through Saturday.
Yes.
And pretty much Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And closed on Sunday. And
and again, though, we will take special tours on Monday afternoon and Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so if you wanted to have a closed tour or a special one, give them a call.
Or if you were having a family reunion and just wanted to bring your family down.
Name me some of the most important things in your museum that people would want to see.
Well, we have an item of Abe Lincoln's.
Uh-huh.
That I consider our most important thing. And we can get to it and you can caress it and cuddle it.
What is it? You got me.
It's a fro.
What's a fro?
A fro was a tool that was used to make small items, especially shingles. And mostly Abe used this one to make shingles for Paul Beck in New Salem. Now, Paul Beck was related to the Becks of Ramsey.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something?
You've got all kinds of connections.
Oh, there's history all over.
You could have a wonderful time of stringing all of that together.
Mary, we want to have you come back, start talking a little bit more about the history beyond the National Road idea, which is huge, and beyond Lincoln, which is worldwide and monumental. There's a lot of other history around our area that says where we came from and where we... Real quick comment. They were doing some excavating on some roads there just to the west of the state capitol, old state capitol building, and they dug up some things. Did you recall when they found what could have been part of the Underground Railroad?
Yes, it was not.
Oh, they found out later it was not.
Yes. We just didn't have enough people with enough information when they found it to really see what they had. But it was right in under the street in front of a building where the First National Bank had a building.
At that time. Straight across the street on the west side of, from the Capitol.
Right in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that was the vault.
Oh, the vault.
The vault.
Down underground.
Mm-hmm. And that building is what the First National Bank gave to the city of Illinois when our first capitol that was log burned in 1823. And the bank gave them this building because the legislature only met in the wintertime. And they were in the process of meeting, and this was Christmas Eve when it burned.
Mm.
And they gave them the building so they could continue. They used it for another 10 years. It was still being used when Abe came. Abe thought it was a terrible sight. He was really upset. He not only was wearing the first suit he had ever had, because he didn't own it yet, he paid for it with his first paycheck.
Mary, I have to stop you. We are over time, and I want to have you back. We'll pick up on these things and more. Always good to talk to Mary Truitt, historian extraordinaire in the Fayette County area. To our listeners, thanks for joining us on The Lamplighter.